someone in this town we don't know. Who is it? One of the carnival workers. I admit, knowing how hypocritical I am, considering I gave Lily a hard time over Cade. Granted, Lars didn't break into my home, masturbate over my bathroom door, leave a fucking bullet in my apartment, and generally act like a psychopath. Having said that, he has done some pretty unhinged things. Lily's brow hitches up. So, we're both hooking up with one then? I can't stifle the laugh. Yeah, I guess so. My heart hammers erratically as the words are on the tip of my tongue. It's best just to rip the band-aid off. The thing is, he's asked me to go with him tomorrow, and... You're not seriously considering it? Lily asks. I shrug, despite knowing that Lars isn't going to give me a choice anyway. He's made that crystal clear. Maybe? Has Cade asked you to go with him? The look on Lily's face answers me before she speaks. No, he hasn't mentioned it at all. I can't help but feel disappointed. Leaving with Lars would be 10 times better if Lily was coming too. Oh, I had this silly notion we could have both gone together. Strike out on a new adventure away from this shitty town. Lily gives me a sad smile. You're right. This town isn't much, but it's familiar. And going off with a near stranger. She trails off, and it's clear she's in two minds about the idea, just like I am. We arrive at the fairground entrance, greeted by dazzling illumination and intoxicating aromas. Lily's attention is immediately drawn to Cade, who stands by their admission booth. There's your man, I point out. Go talk to him. I'll catch up in a bit. Lily doesn't have to be asked twice as she heads toward him. Ding! My phone vibrates in my pocket, and I quickly pull it out. A text from Lars lights up the screen.
Meet me in the parking lot, now.
My heart skips a beat at his commanding tone. Despite my lingering doubts, a thrill runs through me at the prospect of seeing him again. I take a deep breath and slip my phone back into my pocket, leaving the apartment. The evening air is cool against my skin as I cross the lot toward Lars's motorcycle. He's leaning against it, helmets in hand, looking every bit the rugged bad boy I can't seem to resist. As I approach, he holds one out to me without a word. What's this about? I ask, unable to mask the slight tremor in my voice. Lars's eyes bore into mine, intense and smoldering.
You're driving.
I blink in surprise. What? But I've only had one lesson.
And you did great.
He cuts me off.
Now it's time for the next step.
He straddles the Triumph Bonneville, the engine rumbling to life beneath him. My gaze is drawn to the powerful machine, adrenaline coursing through my veins. Lars holds out the helmet again, his expression leaving no doubt that he expects me to take it. With trembling fingers, I accept the helmet and pull it on, securing the strap beneath my chin. My heart is pounding as I swing my leg over the bike, settling before Lars. The heat of his body presses against my back, and I can feel the hard planes of his chest through my thin shirt. His arms snake around me, taking control of the handlebars.
Just follow my lead,
he murmurs. Lars guides my hands on the throttle, his body molded against mine as the motorcycle rumbles beneath us. My heart races as we take off, the wind whipping through my hair. Lars's presence is reassuring as he helps me navigate the streets of Willow Creek. Lars directs me toward a narrow dirt road that leads into the woods. The bike bounces and jostles over the uneven terrain, but Lars's steady grip keeps us upright. The trees close in around us, the canopy blocking out the fading light of the evening sky. We ride deeper into the forest, the roar of the engine echoing through the stillness. Lars's hands slide down to my hips, his fingers digging into my flesh through my skirt. I can feel the heat of his touch, even through the layers of fabric, and my body responds with a shiver of desire. Finally, we emerge into a small clearing, the motorcycle's headlight illuminating the grassy space. I bring the bike to a stop, my heart pounding. He puts the kickstand down, remains on the bike, and holds me. Lars switches off the engine, and the resulting silence is punctured only by the sigh of idling engines and our heavy breathing. Lars slides off the bike and steps in front of me. He stares down at me with those deep, mysterious eyes that always seem to see right into my soul.
You remember what I told you?
His voice is a low rumble. My throat goes dry. Yes, I breathe, recalling the feeling of him inside me, stretching me wide for the first time. You said the next time I rode your bike, you'd put your dick in my ass to keep it warm while I rode.
And?
He prompts, his eyes darkening with desire. I swallow hard, my cheeks heating. I want this more than I've ever wanted anything. Ever since he fucked me like that, I've craved it again. It was so hot. I want it. His eyes blaze with a fierce intensity, and his hand reaches out to cut my jaw. The warmth of his palm against my skin drives me wild.
Say it,
he commands, his thumb brushing my bottom lip. My breath catches in my throat, and I moisten my lips with the tip of my tongue. I want your cock in my ass, Lars, I admit. Before I can register what's happening, Lars spins me around and bends me over the front of the bike. The sudden movement startles a breathless laugh from me, but it's quickly replaced by a sharp intake of breath as I feel his hands on my hips. He wastes no time in tugging my skirt up, baring my ass to the cool evening air.
Such a perfect view,
he growls, his fingers tracing the curves of my cheeks. I groan, my chest pressing against the bike's seat as I brace myself. I feel his cock, hard and thick, pressing against my back. He drizzles lube onto my hole and works it in with his fingers, stretching me. My pussy is dripping everywhere.
Now it's time for you to take us on a ride while my dick is kept warm in that tight hole.
I can't help the needy whimper that escapes my lips as I feel the head of his cock press against my entrance. It's an incredibly intimate and dirty act, but the feeling of him stretching me, filling me, overwhelms my senses.
Fuck, Alice. You're definitely ready for me.
His voice is thick with desire, and he slowly slides inside, inch by inch, until he's fully seated within me. My breath catches, and my eyes roll back at the sensation. It's intense and intimate, and my body pulses around him as he slowly pulls out, only to thrust back in. I whimper, rocking my hips back and forth.
That's it. Take me for a ride, baby. Show me how bad you want it.
Unable to form words, I bite my lip to stifle a moan as Lars's cock slides even deeper inside me. Lars's voice startles me from my pleasurable haze.
Time to ride, baby.
Without further ado, he pulls out, and I whimper at the loss, feeling empty and wanting. My brain is so fuzzy and clouded with lust that it takes a second to realize he wants me to get on the bike. Every nerve ending is on fire, and I can't believe this is about to happen. I straddle the bike, my hands trembling as I pull on the helmet. My breath is coming in short, excited gasps. Lars gets on the bike behind me. I don't even have time to register what's about to happen before he pushes my skirt up, baring my ass to the cool night air. Then, he's sliding into me again, his thick cock stretching my ass. I gasp, my body throbbing around him. His arms wrap around my waist, his hands taking control of the handlebars.
You're in control, baby. Take us out of here.
Every muscle in my body tenses as I twist the throttle, the bike rumbling to life beneath me. I'm keenly aware of Lars's cock buried deep inside me. The sensation is unlike anything I've ever experienced. It's as if we're fused together, connected on a primal level. I rev the engine, feeling the bike's power surge through my veins. Slowly, I release the clutch, and we start moving forward. My heart is hammering in my chest as I navigate the bike through the woods. Lars's arms tightened around my waist, guiding me. I glance back at him over my shoulder, our eyes locking through the visors of our helmets for a brief moment. The intensity of his gaze takes my breath away, and I forget how to breathe for a second.
That's it, baby. You're doing great.
His voice is a low murmur, his lips brushing my ear.
But I think you can go faster.
I twist the throttle, accelerating down the narrow dirt path. The wind whips through my hair, and I can feel Lars's cock pulsing inside me with each bump and jostle of the bike.
You like this, don't you?
Lars calls over the wind rushing by.
You like the feeling of my cock deep inside your ass?
Yes, I breathe, unable to deny the truth of his words. It feels so good.
Take us back to the carnival,
he commands.
Ride my bike with my cock up your ass right into the carnival.
The idea is scandalous, and I want to show him I can do it. My hands tighten on the handlebars and I hit the gas. The bike leaps forward faster, carrying us back toward civilization and the bright lights of the carnival. The engine roars, the wind rushing by us. I know people can't see what's happening because we're tightly pressed together, my skirt hanging over where we join. Lars is still fully embedded in my ass as I pull up at the carnival entrance, bringing us to a stop, my heart pounding and a smile breaking across my lips. Lars guides me away from the main entrance and deeper into the back of the carnival. The dusty roads are littered with trailers and equipment. My heart is still pounding from the thrill of the ride, made even more intense by the feeling of Lars's cock buried deep in my ass. He directs me toward a secluded corner, away from the hustle and bustle of the preparations. My palms are sweaty against the handlebars as I bring the bike to a stop. Lars's arms tighten around my waist.
All right, princess,
he says, his voice low and husky.
Time for your reward.
My body trembles at his words, and my palms sweat even more. I know what he's about to do, and the thought terrifies and excites me.
Get up,
he commands. I slowly swing my leg over the bike, feeling empty as his length slides out. My heart races as I stand in front of him.
Lie back and hold on.
My breath catches in my throat as I do as he says, lying down on my back and bracing myself against the handlebars. I feel vulnerable and exposed, but the anticipation coursing through my veins overrides hesitation. Lars remains seated on the motorcycle between my thighs, and I feel his cock pressing against my ass. With one smooth thrust, he slides inside me, filling me completely. A gasp escapes my lips at the sensation, and I push back against him, needing more. His strong hands grasp my hips, pulling me to meet his fierce thrusts. The sound of flesh slapping against flesh fills the air, mingling with my breathless moans. Lars's cock stretches me, stimulating every nerve ending.
That's my tight little slut,
he growls into my ear.
You love this, don't you?
Yes, I whimper, my body convulsing around him. It feels so good. His thrusts are hard and fast, each one pushing me closer to the edge. I can feel the hard length of him deep inside me, stretching me to my limits as his piercing grazes against me. His hands grip my hips tightly, leaving bruises that will no doubt linger for days. Tangible reminders of this intense encounter.
You're so fucking tight, baby,
he grunts, his breath hot against my ear.
Your ass was officially made for my cock.
I push back against him, meeting his thrusts with the eager rocking of my hips. Yes, Lars, I breathe. Fuck my ass. It's yours. He groans, his fingers digging into my flesh. The sound of our skin slapping together fills the air, punctuated by my breathless moans. The handlebars dig into my back as Lars pounds into me, his cock hitting all the right spots. Every nerve ending in my body is on fire, each thrust pushing me higher and higher. Oh, fuck, I cry out as the pleasure builds inside me. I'm gonna...
Come for me, baby,
Lars growls, his voice thick with his desire.
Make that pussy squirt while my cock is deep in your ass.
His demand sends me over the edge, and I cry out, my body convulsing around him as waves of pleasure wash over me. And I do squirt, my arousal hitting his shirt and making a mess. Lars follows soon after, his grip tightening on my hips as he buries himself deep inside me and floods my ass with his cum. We're both breathing heavily, our bodies pressed together, my ass still impaled on his cock. I feel deliciously filled, the sensation of his warmth inside me sending shivers down my spine. Lars kisses me, his lips soft against mine.
You look so pretty taking my dick,
he murmurs.
I can't get enough of seeing my cock disappear inside that beautiful ass.
I bite my lip, a flush spreading across my chest and face. It's all yours, I whisper, still riding the waves of my orgasm. Do whatever you want with me. He pulls out of me slowly, his cum dripping from my ass. The loss of his hardness leaves me feeling empty and wanting more. I whimper softly, my body aching for another round of his powerful thrust.
Eager for more, princess?
He asks, his thumb brushing my clit and making me jolt.
My dirty little slut wants more of my cock.
I nod, unable to find my voice as I'm overwhelmed by desire. A smile stretches across his face, and he steps back, holding his hand out to me.
Then get up and let's go. You can ride my cock all night if that's what you want.
But he cuts me off, his eyes flashing with a warning.
I know just the place.
He leads me away from his parked motorcycle and into the forest. And I wonder where we're going, but I don't question him. Because this man has shown me what living really is, and I trust him with all my heart, even if he is a criminal. He's mine.
Chapter 27, Lars. I grip Alice's wrist and yank her behind a large oak, pressing her back against the rough bark. My other hand clamps over her mouth. Don't make a fucking sound, I whisper. Alice's eyes widen with confusion, but she nods slowly. I peek around the tree, my heart pounding as I spot Carlo and his goons stalking through the woods, heading straight for the carnival. Fuck, this is bad. I pull out my phone and quickly type out a group text to Nash, Colt, Ty, Phoenix, and Remy. Carlo's crew is incoming from the west side of the forest, heavily armed. Get your asses here now. The responses come in rapid succession, each confirming they're on their way, locked and loaded. I curse under my breath, realizing the severity of the situation I've dragged Alice into. She's not ready for this, for the violence and bloodshed that's about to go down. I turn back to her, my hand still firmly over her mouth. Listen to me carefully, princess, I say, my voice urgent. Things are about to get real fucking ugly. I need you to stay hidden, no matter what happens. Understand? Alice nods, her eyes filled with terror. And yet, there's also trust in the man who brought her into this mess. I lean in and kiss her forehead hard before releasing her mouth. I'm sorry, I whisper, my voice cracking with emotion. I never meant for you to get caught up in this shit. Alice reaches up and cups my cheek, her touch soft and reassuring.
I'm with you, Lars,
she says, her voice barely audible.
No matter what.
I close my eyes momentarily, letting her words wash over me. She's mine, truly mine, even in the face of danger. But now's not the time for sentiment. I have to focus on keeping her safe and ending this war before it begins. I take a deep breath and steel myself for the fight to come. Carlo and his men have no idea what's about to hit them. I grip Alice's shoulders, eyes boring into hers with fierce intensity. You stay right fucking here. You hear me? Don't move a goddamn muscle until I come back for you. Her bottom lip trembles slightly. I can see the fear in her eyes, but there's also a steely determination there that makes my heart swell with pride. My girl's a fighter. I press a quick, hard kiss to her lips before pulling away. I mean it, princess. Stay put. I'll be back as soon as I can. With that, I turn and stride into the woods, my hand already reaching for the gun tucked into the waistband of my jeans. I can hear the distant shouts of Carlo's men getting closer, and I know I don't have much time. Breaking into a run, my feet pound against the damp earth, weaving through the trees. I spot Nash and Colt up ahead, both armed to the teeth and looking ready for war. Phoenix and Remy are close behind, their faces set in grim determination. Where's Ty? I ask, scanning the area for our fearless leader. On his way, Nash replies, his voice tense. He's bringing reinforcements. I nod, my jaw clenching as I hear the sound of gunfire in the distance. Fuck, it's starting. All right, listen up, I say, my voice low and urgent. We need to head them off before they reach the carnival. Colt, Remy, you two flank left. Nash, Phoenix, you're with me on the right. We'll converge on them from both sides and take those fuckers out. The guys nod, their eyes hard and focused. And remember, I add, my voice deadly serious, no one gets past us. We protect our own no matter what. With that, we split up, ready to face whatever hell Carlo and his men have in store for us. The bastard was supposed to get his shipment tomorrow morning. Obviously, he decided to take it as revenge for dealing the Blackwoods so much product. All I can think about is keeping Alice safe and ending this war before it can truly begin. I just hope to God we're not too late. I catch up with Carlo's crew, my gun drawn and aimed right at the bastard's head. Nash, Colt, Phoenix, and Remy fan out beside me, their weapons locked and loaded. "Drop your fucking weapons, Carlo," I shout, my finger hovering over the trigger. "You and your boys are outgunned and outnumbered. This ends now." Carlo sneers, his hand tightening on his own gun. "You think I'm scared of you, pre-boy? You and your little carnival freaks are nothing compared to me and my crew." I'm about to retort when I hear the sound of heavy footsteps up ahead. Ty strides toward us, a hulking figure beside him. My eyes widen as I recognize Gage, the creepy fucker who never speaks and always wears that damn skull mask. Gage is a mystery, even to me. I can count on one hand the number of times I've seen him without that mask, and I've heard rumors about the fucked up shit he's done. But right now, I'm just grateful to have him on our side. Ty stares down at Carlo. "You heard the man, Carlo. Drop your weapons or we'll drop you." Carlo's eyes flick to Gage, and I see a flicker of fear cross his face. Gage is an imposing figure, standing well over 6'6" tall with broad shoulders and a muscular frame. He's holding a wicked-looking knife in one hand and a Glock in the other, and I can only imagine the damage he could do with either one. For a moment, I think Carlo might actually back down, but then his face hardens, and he raises his gun, pointing it directly at Ty's chest. "Fuck you, Tyson," he spits. "You think you can just waltz in here with your freak show and supply those fucking Blackwoods with so much product they can fucking take Bridgewater? I don't think so." Ty doesn't even flinch. "Have it your way then, Carlo," he says. "Gage, why don't you show our friend here what happens to those who cross us?" Gage steps forward, his mask glinting in the moonlight. Carlo's men shift uneasily, their weapons wavering as they watch the silent giant approach their leader. And then all hell breaks loose. Gage moves so fast that I can barely track him. One second he's standing beside Ty. The next he's hurling a knife at Carlo with deadly precision. The blade embeds itself in Carlo's throat, blood spurting from the wound as he gurgles and chokes. At the same time, Gage raises his gun and fires off a shot, taking out one of Carlo's men with a bullet right between the eyes. Ty opens up with his machine gun, spraying the area with a hail of bullets that sends Carlo's remaining men diving for cover. But Gage doesn't even flinch. He strides forward through the chaos, seemingly oblivious to the bullets whizzing past him. He reaches Carlo's twitching body and yanks the knife from his throat, sending a fresh spray of blood arcing through the air. One of Carlo's men, his face a mask of terror, tries to run for it, but Gage is on him in an instant, slicing the knife across his throat in one smooth motion. The man crumples to the ground, blood gushing from the gaping wound in his neck. I snap out of my stupor and raise my own gun, firing off a shot that catches one of Carlo's men in the chest. He goes down hard, his weapon clattering to the ground beside him. And then, just like that, it's over. The clearing falls silent except for the sound of our own ragged breathing. I look around, taking stock of the carnage. 6 bodies lie sprawled on the ground, their blood staining the earth a deep, dark red. Somehow, miraculously, none of us got hit. I release a shaky breath and lower my gun, processing what just happened. Gage stands in the middle of it all, his skull mask splattered with blood, looking like something out of a fucking horror movie.
Chapter 28. Alice. The sharp crack of gunshots echoes through the forest, making my heart leap into my throat. Despite Lars's clear instructions to stay hidden, I can't just sit here while he's facing danger. It's not in my nature to stay put when someone I care about is at risk. Ignoring the voice telling me to listen to Lars, I cautiously emerge from behind the tree and follow the sound of the gunfire. My pulse races as I navigate through the dense foliage, branches scratching at my arms and face. The closer I get, the louder the shots become, accompanied by shouts and curses. As I step into a clearing, the scene before me stops me dead in my tracks. Blood and lifeless bodies litter the ground. My stomach churns as I take in the gruesome sight, my eyes frantically searching for any sign of Lars among the fallen. Relief washes over me as I realize none of the bodies belong to him. Suddenly, Lars emerges from the tree line, his expression a mix of anger and concern. Blood splatters his clothes and skin, but I can tell it's not his own.
Alice, what the hell are you doing?
He growls, striding toward me.
I told you to stay put no matter what.
I open my mouth to respond, but the words catch in my throat. The gravity of the situation hits me like a ton of bricks, and I realize the danger I've put myself in by not listening to him. As Lars reaches me, his hands grip my arms tightly, his eyes boring into mine with a mixture of frustration and fear. I swallow hard, my heart still pounding as I meet his gaze. I heard the gunshots, and I couldn't just stand there not knowing if you were okay. I admit, my voice trembling slightly. I had to make sure you weren't hurt. Lars's jaw clenches, but before he can respond, the other carnival guys emerge from the forest, seemingly unscathed. My eyes widen as I notice a creepy guy in a mask, his entire body splattered in blood. The sight sends a shiver down my spine, and I instinctively step closer to Lars. They start discussing how they're going to cover this shit up, their voices low and urgent. I can't help but wonder if this has happened before, and if this is just another day in the life of these men. The thought makes my stomach churn, and I suddenly feel like I'm in way over my head. Ty, the ringmaster, approaches us, his eyes flickering between Lars and me.
What are you going to do about her?
Lars looks at me, confusion etched across his features.
What do you mean? She's seen too much, man.
Ty says, shaking his head.
We can't just let her walk away from this.
My heart skips a beat as the weight of his words sinks in. They're talking about me like I'm a liability that needs to be dealt with. I look at Lars, wondering what he'll say. Lars steps in front of me, his broad shoulders shielding me from his boss's scrutinizing gaze.
She's with me, Ty,
he says, his voice firm and unwavering.
Alice is coming with us tomorrow. She's not a liability.
I feel a wave of relief wash over me. He's defending me, claiming me as his own. It's a strange feeling, being protected by a man I barely know, but I'm grateful for it. Ty's eyes narrow as he looks between us, clearly not convinced.
You sure about this? She's an outsider. We don't know if we can trust her.
Lars's jaw clenches, and I can see the muscles in his back tense beneath his shirt.
I trust her,
he says, his tone leaving no room for argument.
That if I say she's coming with us, that's what's happening. End of discussion.
There's a tense moment of silence as Ty and Lars stare each other down, neither of them willing to back down. I hold my breath. Finally, Ty sighs and runs a hand over his face.
Fine,
he says, his voice resigned.
But if anything goes wrong because of her, it's on you, Lars.
Lars nods.
I'll take full responsibility.
Ty turns and walks away, leaving Lars and me alone in the clearing. I let out a shaky breath, my heart racing from the confrontation. Lars turns to face me, his eyes searching mine.
You okay?
He asks. I nod, trying to calm my nerves. Yeah, I'm fine. Just a little shaken up. He reaches out and takes my hand, his touch sending a jolt of electricity through my body.
I meant what I said, Alice. You're with me now. I'll keep you safe.
I look up at him, my eyes locking with his intense gaze. At that moment, I believe him. Despite the danger and uncertainty that lies ahead, I know that Lars will do whatever it takes to protect me.
Let's get you back to the trailer,
he says, placing an arm around my shoulders and guiding me back toward the carnival. My heart is pounding erratically after the confrontation in the forest. As we step inside, I'm greeted by my belongings scattered around the small space, a reminder that I've already committed to leaving with him tomorrow. Lars pulls me into his arms, his lips finding mine in a tender kiss. The gentleness of his touch is a stark contrast to the violence I just witnessed, and I find myself melting into his embrace. When we finally pull apart, I look up at him, my eyes searching his. I was really scared out there, I whisper. I thought you were going to get hurt.
I'm sorry you had to see that.
His jaw clenches.
I never wanted you to be a part of this side of my life.
I nod, swallowing hard. I don't like it, I confess. I don't like the idea of you being in danger like that regularly. Lars sighs, his shoulders slumping slightly.
I know it's not ideal,
he admits.
But I promise you, this is the only time things have ever gone to shit like that. Two of our clients went to war, but it doesn't usually happen. And with Carlo gone now...
He trails off. I want to believe him, but the images of the bloodied bodies in the clearing are still fresh in my mind. I can't help but wonder if this is really the life I want for myself, and if I'm ready to leave everything I know behind for a man who deals drugs and gets into shootouts. Lars senses my hesitation, taking my hands in his eyes bore into mine.
I know this is a lot to take in, but I meant what I said out there. You're with me now, and I'll do everything I can to keep you safe. I won't let anything happen to you.
I search his eyes, looking for any hint of deception or uncertainty. But all I see is sincerity and a fierce protectiveness that makes my heart ache. Despite the danger and the unknowns that lie ahead, I know that I trust Lars. I trust him to keep his word and me safe, no matter what. His lips capture mine in a hungry kiss, sending a jolt of desire coursing through my body. The kiss deepens as he pulls me closer, his hands tangling in my hair. I melt into him, my heart pounding in my chest. We can't get close enough, our bodies yearning to become one. Every touch, every kiss, is filled with a desperate longing. It's as if we're trying to imprint ourselves on each other's souls. As we break apart, breathless, he cups my face and looks into my eyes.
I love you, Alice.
He whispers, his voice thick with emotion.
I know it's crazy, but I love you.
My heart stops for a moment as his words sink in. We've only known each other for 2 weeks, but it feels like a lifetime. In that moment, I know I feel it too. That undeniable, all-consuming love that defies logic and reason. I want to shout it from the rooftops, but the words stick in my throat. It's too soon. Too vulnerable a declaration for me to make, even though I know it's true. He senses my hesitation and brushes a stray lock of hair from my face.
It's okay if you're not ready to say it back.
His thumb gently traces my jawline.
I'll wait forever if I have to.
I smile, reaching up to touch his face. I think I feel it too, Lars. I whisper, my voice trembling. It's just... This is all so new and intense, and so fast. He leans in and presses a tender kiss to my forehead.
We don't have to rush anything.
His understanding and patience take the anxiety from my chest, leaving only the warmth of my affection for him. Pulling him closer, I respond to his tenderness with a fierce passion. My need for him is urgent and consuming. He returns my desire with unrestrained longing. Our clothes seem to melt away under the intensity of our touch as the evening slips away into the night. Our lovemaking is an explosion of sensations. Each thrust brings us closer to the edge, the pleasure building and pulsating through our bodies. With every touch, I feel his love. His expression in those dark brown eyes is intense as he stares into mine. Our connection growing deeper with each intimate movement. He reaches between us, his touch sending sparks of pleasure through my core. I cry out, my body shaking as I climax, feeling more connected to him than ever before. As our panting slows, he pulls me close, his arms wrapping around me possessively. I snuggle into his chest, feeling safe and loved. I draw lazy patterns on his skin with my fingertips as we lie together, not wanting the moment ever to end.
We should get some sleep.
He murmurs eventually, his voice heavy with sleep.
We've got a big day tomorrow.
I nod, my eyelids feeling heavy. I know. Tomorrow we leave Willow Creek. He tightens his hold on me, pressing a soft kiss to my head.
Together.
He emphasizes.
We're in this together no matter what.
A smile stretches my lips as I snuggle closer to him, already half asleep. Together, I agree, my voice muffled by his chest. And slowly, I fall asleep in his arms, feeling safer than I've felt in years.
Chapter 29. Lars. 1 month later. I wipe the sweat from my brow as I tighten the last bolt on the gravitron. The sun beats down mercilessly, but I barely notice, my mind focused on the task. Beside me, Cade grunts as he heaves a heavy metal panel into place. "Fucking hell, it's hot today," he grumbles, reaching for a bottle of water. I nod in agreement, taking a swig from my own bottle. "Yeah, but at least we're almost done. Just need to double-check the safety harnesses and we're good to go." Cade chuckles, shaking his head. "Always the responsible one, aren't you, Lars?" I shrug, a small smile tugging at the corner of my mouth. "Someone's got to be with you around." He flips me off good-naturedly, and we fall into a comfortable silence as we work. After a few minutes, Cade speaks up again. "Hey, did you hear? Lily and Alice are helping out with the food stalls today." I pause, looking up at him. "Yeah, that's good. I'm glad Lily came with Alice. It's good for her to have a friend to navigate all this with." Cade nods, wiping his hands on his jeans. "Yeah, it can be a lot to take in. I think back to when Alice first joined us. She's adapted quickly, embracing the carnival life with an enthusiasm that always amazes me. And having Lily by her side has helped. You know what? Let's go find our girls," I suggest, standing up and stretching my back. "I think we've earned a break." Cade grins, tossing his wrench aside. "Don't have to ask me twice." We walk through the carnival grounds, dodging workers and equipment as we head toward the food stalls. The scent of deep-fried delights and sugary treats fills the air, making my stomach growl. As we approach, I spot Alice and Lily at the corndog stand, laughing and chatting as they prepare it. Alice looks up, catching my eye, and her face lights up with a smile that makes my heart stutter. I quicken my pace, eager to reach her side. It's only been 6 weeks since we met, but I already can't imagine my life without her in it. She's become my everything. Beside me, Cade lets out a low whistle as he spots Lily. "Damn, my girl looks good in an apron," he mutters, a wicked grin spreading across his face. I roll my eyes, elbowing him in the ribs. "Keep it cool, man." I stride up to Alice, pulling her close and kissing her cheek. She giggles and swats at my chest playfully. "Hey there, princess," I murmur, nuzzling her neck. "How's it going?" Alice sighs, leaning into my embrace.
"Fine. But we've got a lot to do for later. I don't need any interruptions right now, Lars."
Beside us, Lily echoes the sentiment to Cade.
"Same here. We're busy and need to focus."
Cade catches my eye, a knowing smirk spreading across his face. I mirror his expression, tightening my grip on Alice's waist. "Well, that's too bad," I drawl, "because Cade and I are thinking you two could use a break. Some meat needs tending to, if you know what I mean." Alice's eyes widen, her cheeks flushing pink. She glances around quickly, making sure no one overhears.
"Lars, we can't just leave when we're supposed to be preparing for tonight."
I chuckle, trailing my fingers along her hip. "Sure you can. Ty won't mind. In fact, he'd probably encourage it." Cade nods, his hand sliding down to cup Lily's ass.
"Absolutely. Consider it a team-building exercise."
Lily bites her lip, clearly tempted by the offer. She looks at Alice, who seems to be wavering. I lean in close, my breath hot against Alice's ear.
"Come on, princess. Let me take care of you. I promise it'll be worth the break."
I smirk as the girls agree, their eyes sparkling with anticipation. Cade wastes no time, grabbing Lily's hand and practically dragging her toward the nearby tree line. I turn my attention back to Alice, pulling her flush against me.
"As for you," I purr, trailing my fingers along the curve of her jaw, "I have somewhere else in mind."
She shivers under my touch, biting her lip coyly.
"Oh? And where did you have in mind, exactly?"
Leaning in, I brush my lips against the sensitive spot below her ear.
"The haunted house isn't opening for another hour," I murmur, "which means it's all ours for the taking."
Alice's breath catches in her throat as I nip at her earlobe teasingly.
Lars, someone could catch us.
"That's half the thrill, isn't it?" I counter, giving her ass a firm squeeze. "Now here's what's going to happen. I will give you a head start, and you'll run and hide somewhere inside. Then I'll come looking for you."
Her eyes widen, darkening with arousal at my commanding tone.
"And if you find me?"
I grin,
grinding my growing erection against her belly. Then I'm going to make you scream my name so loud the whole town will hear you. Alice whimpers, already trembling with need. I chuckle, stepping back and gesturing toward the looming facade of the haunted house. Well, what are you waiting for, princess? Run. She takes off with a breathless giggle, disappearing into the shadowy entrance. I count to 20, my cock straining against my jeans as I envision all the deliciously depraved things I'm going to do to her. Then, with a predatory grin, I follow after her. The hunt is on. I watch her run, the swell of her hips beneath the thin fabric of her shirt enticing me further. This is a game I know well, and one that always ends with Alice moaning my name. Her desire is my addiction, and I won't deny myself the pleasure of hearing her sweet surrender again and again. With each step, my hunger for her grows. I push through the entrance of the haunted house, my eyes adjusting to the dim light. The familiar scent of must and dust fills my nostrils, sending a shiver down my spine. My eyes scan the room, searching for her, the anticipation building with every second that passes. The rustle of movement to my right catches my attention. I spot Alice, her eyes widened in surprise, but her lips curved in a mischievous smile. She backs up against a wall, her chest rising and falling rapidly. I stalk toward her, deliberately slow, relishing the fear and desire that flash in her eyes. When I'm close enough to touch her, I reach out, gripping her hips and pulling her against me. She gasps as I push her body against the wall and lift her off the floor, making her legs instinctively wrap around my waist. Our lips crash together in a feverish kiss, my tongue demanding entrance. I groan into her mouth, already spiraling out of control. My hands roam wildly, tearing at her clothes, desperate to feel her bare skin. Buttons pop open, the thin fabric of her shirt ripping under my frenzied grasp. Her warm, soft skin is soon revealed, and I groan again, this time in appreciation. You look so fucking good, I growl, my voice hoarse with need. But you look even better out of those clothes. Her breath hitches as my hands skim her body, exploring every curve and hollow. I grip her ass, squeezing and molding her cheeks in my palms as I thrust against her, my cock straining for release. She whimpers, her arms wrapping around my neck.
Lars, please.
Her plea sends a jolt of arousal through me, and I claim her lips in another searing kiss. Her soft moans fuel my desire further as I rip the last of her clothes away. But I finally step back to admire her. She looks like an angel bathed in the muted light of the haunted house. Her skin is flushed, her hair wild, and her eyes filled with equal parts desire and apprehension. Perfect. I kick off my own clothes, my gaze never leaving hers. Her eyes widen at the sight of my naked body, and she bites her lip, her gaze flicking down to the thick, erect length of me. Now, princess, I murmur, stroking myself slowly. I want you to watch. Her eyes widen as I position her before a full-length mirror, her back pressed against my chest. I nip at her neck, sucking a particularly sensitive spot that makes her squirm. Watch us, Alice, I continue, my hand sliding between her legs from behind. I want you to see how gorgeous you look taking my cock. I thrust my fingers into her, relishing her gasp and pumping my fingers slowly in and out of her. Look at us, princess, I rasp, kissing her neck as I inch forward. Don't you look so fucking beautiful? She meets my gaze in the mirror, lips pursing.
Please, Lars.
She begs, and I know exactly what she wants. Pulling my fingers out of her pussy, I stroke my cock through her wet folds. Do you want my cock? I tease. Her eyes flutter shut as she moans.
Yes, please.
Open your eyes, I demand. Those beautiful green eyes immediately meet mine in the mirror. Watch me claim what's mine. With a swift, powerful thrust, I sink into her, filling her completely. Alice cries out, a strangled sound of pleasure as I bury myself to the hilt. The mirror offers a perfect view of our joined bodies, and I begin to move, my eyes never leaving hers. You like this, don't you, princess? I taunt, my voice a harsh growl as I pound into her.
You like watching me fuck you. She nods frantically, her hands braced on the mirror as I thrust into her relentlessly. Her eyes are hazy with pleasure, her mouth open in a silent scream. My hand snakes out, gripping her throat as I continue to move within her. You're mine, Alice, I growl, punctuating each word with a rough thrust. Say it.
Yours.
She chokes out, her body trembling on the brink of release. Again, I demand, tightening my grip. Louder.
I'm yours.
She cries, her body bucking as she teeters on the edge. My hand is blocking her airways, and fuck, does it look hot watching her with my hand like a collar around her neck. All the while, I'm staring into the mirror while she stares right back at me. I can feel her getting close. Her walls are fluttering around me, her body tensing and arching, seeking that final push that will send her over the edge. Come for me, baby. Let me feel you tighten around my cock. Her head falls back against my shoulder, her breath coming in short, sharp gasps. I reach between us, rubbing her swollen clit in time with my thrusts. That's it, princess. Let go. Scream my name. Her cry echoes through the abandoned house as her pussy clamps down on me, milking my cock with powerful contractions. I thrust into her a few more times, riding out her orgasm before my own release slams into me. I roar as I explode inside her, biting down on her shoulder to muffle my cries. My body shudders with aftershocks as I spill myself into her, marking her as mine in the most primal way possible. Slowly, I recover my senses, letting out a contented sigh as I pull out of her and force her to face me, resting my forehead against hers. My arms wrap tightly around her, anchoring us together, unwilling to let her go. I can feel her heart pounding against my chest, her breath still a little ragged as she recovers from the intensity of her climax. I love you, I murmur, nuzzling her hair. So damn much. She meets my eyes, her expression soft.
I love you too, Lars. More than anything in this world.
Her words send a rush of warmth through me, and I smile, my thumb gently caressing her cheek. You've got no idea how long I've wanted to hear you say that. It's the first time she's openly told me she loves me, even though I felt it for a while. She kisses me softly, her lips brushing mine in a tender gesture, contrasting sharply with our earlier passion. Pulling away, she regards me shyly, her eyes sparkling with love and desire.
Really? How long?
I chuckle, tugging her closer. Long enough. I thought you'd never come around. She lays her head on my chest, a contented sigh escaping her lips.
I wanted to be sure you were in this for the long haul. Plus, it was fun making you guess.
Oh, it was it? I tease, kissing the top of her head. Well, now that you've said it, I guess I'll have to keep you around. She laughs, punching my shoulder playfully.
Glad to hear it. Where would you find another girl crazy enough to stick by your side?
I contemplate this, a serious expression on my face. You're right. There's definitely no one else like you.
Oh?
She lifts her head, a teasing glint in her eye.
And what makes me so special?
I consider her momentarily, my eyes roaming over her beautiful face. Well, for one, you're the only person I've ever met who can drive me absolutely insane and still make me love you for it. I pause, my thumb brushing her jaw. Also, you're the only one who knows my real name. Her lips curve in a smile, and she goes on to her tiptoes to kiss me softly.
That's true. It's not every day you meet a Larson, especially one as irresistible as you.
I hate my full name, Larson. Ever since I can remember, I've been Lars. But I told her because I want her to know everything about me. I mock scowl at her, but my heart swells with happiness. You'd better believe it, princess. There's no escape now. You're stuck with me. She snuggles closer, her head resting on my chest.
Good. Because I've got no intention of letting you go.
I smile, bringing my hand up to tangle in her hair. And I've got no intention of letting you go either. We stay like that for a while, content in each other's embrace, the world feeling right for the first time in a long time. Whatever challenges lay ahead,
We'll face them together. As long as we have each other, we can weather any storm.
Chapter 30. Epilogue. Alice. 14 months later. I can barely contain my excitement as I watch Lars pull on his mask for the night. There's something about how it transforms him, making him even more alluring and mysterious. My mind flashes back to that unforgettable night in the haunted house when he took me with wild abandon, the mask adding an extra layer of danger and desire. Now, over a year later, we find ourselves in a new town, ready to scare the unsuspecting carnival visitors on a Halloween night. I adjust my own costume, a tattered wedding dress splattered with fake blood. Lars and I have been assigned to the haunted maze, tasked with jumping out and frightening the guests as they navigate the twists and turns. As the first group enters, I feel a thrill run through me. Lars and I work in tandem, his masked figure looming ominously in the shadows, while I lunge forward with a blood-curdling scream. The guests shriek and stumble back, their terror fueling our adrenaline. Between groups, Lars pulls me into a darkened corner, his hands roaming over my body with a hunger that matches mine.
"You look ravishing tonight, princess,"
he growls, his voice muffled by the mask.
"I can't wait to devour you."
I melt into his touch, the anticipation building with each passing moment. "Later," I promise breathlessly. "We've got a job to do first." Lars chuckles darkly, giving my ass a firm squeeze before releasing me.
"Don't think I'll forget,"
he warns, his eyes glinting behind the mask. As the night wears on, the tension between us grows, our brief moments of contact becoming more heated, more desperate. The thrill of the haunted maze has left me breathless and aching for Lars's touch. As the last group of guests filters out, Lars pulls me close, his masked face inches from mine.
"The night's not over yet,"
he murmurs.
"I've got one more scare in mind for you."
I shiver in anticipation, my heart pounding. "What did you have in mind?" Lars leans in, his lips brushing against my ear.
"How about a trip to the forest?"
he suggests.
"I've heard Cade's been having fun with Lily out there. I think it's time we tried it for ourselves."
The idea sends a jolt of excitement through me. "The forest, huh?" I murmur, my hands sliding up his chest. "I'm game if you are." Lars chuckles darkly, his hands gripping my hips.
"Then let's go."
He leads me through the carnival, the pulsing music and laughter fading into the distance as we venture into the shadowy woods. The air is crisp and cool, the sound of our footsteps crunching on the leaves the only thing breaking the silence. Suddenly, Lars stops, pulling me against him.
"How about a game of chase?"
"Chase?" I echo. He nods.
"Run, and I'll come and find you."
"Okay, sounds fun," he smirks.
"Run, princess."
I don't need to be told twice. Adrenaline surging, I take off through the trees, my laughter mingling with the sounds of the forest. I can hear Lars counting from 10 behind me. Suddenly, I hear him shout 1, and my heart thunders faster. The chase is exhilarating. My heart races as I weave between the trees, the darkness closing in around us. I sense Lars's presence spurring me on. When I think I can't run any further, Lars catches me, his strong arms wrapping around my waist. We tumble to the ground, a tangle of limbs and breathless laughter.
"Gotcha,"
he growls, his mask slightly askew. I grin at him, my hands sliding up his chest. "Took you long enough." Lars's grip on my waist tightens, and he whispers,
"On your knees, princess."
Without hesitation, I drop to the ground, my heart pounding with anticipation. I can sense his desire radiating off him as he stands before me, his figure illuminated by the soft moonlight filtering through the trees. He unbuckles his belt slowly, drawing out the moment. With deliberate movements, he undoes the button and zipper, then slides his pants and boxers down just enough to free his hard length, the moonlight glinting off the ring in his cock. My mouth waters at the sight of him. The mask adds an extra mystique, making me so fucking wet. I ache to taste him, to feel him dominating me. Lars's eyes burn into mine as he takes a step forward, grasping his cock and guiding it toward my lips.
Take it,
he commands. I don't need to be told twice. Leaning forward and opening my mouth wide, I take him deep into my throat. Lars grips my hair, holding me in place as he thrusts slowly and deliberately. I relax my throat, accepting him, savoring the feel of his length sliding past my lips.
That's it,
he growls.
Such a good girl.
I moan softly around him, making him tighten his hold on my hair, controlling my movements and dictating the rhythm. The combination of his dominance and the sight of the mask sends my desire skyrocketing. I want to please him, to feel the intensity of his release. I bob my head, taking him deeper, my lips pressing against his pelvis.
Fuck, princess,
he grunts, his body tensing.
You know just how I like it.
I hum in response, my eyes fluttering closed as I focus on the sensations. Lars's thighs flex as he drives himself deeper, his breathing becoming more ragged with each thrust. Suddenly, Lars pulls out, his eyes glittering with desire.
I need to be inside you,
he says hoarsely.
Need to feel that tight cunt clenching around me.
Before I can respond, he pushes me onto my back, the leaves crunching beneath me. The roughness of his movements sends a spark of anticipation through me. In an instant, he's on top of me, his hands grasping my thighs and pushing them apart. I look up at him, my breath catching in my throat as he positions himself at my entrance.
Look at me,
he orders, his voice thick with need.
I want to see your eyes when I fuck you.
I can feel the head of his cock pressing against me, the anticipation building until he thrusts forward, filling me completely.
Fuck,
he grunts, his eyes blazing.
So fucking tight.
He moves at a relentless pace. The force of his thrusts pushes me further into the ground, the leaves crunching beneath us, adding to the eroticism of the moment.
I love how you take it,
he growls, his hands gripping my thighs.
You take my dick so damn well.
His dirty talk sends a thrill through me, heightening my pleasure. Yes, I gasp. More, Lars. Harder. His eyes glitter with a dangerous light behind the mask as he leans closer.
You want it harder, princess?
He teases.
You want me to fuck you rough?
Yes, I pant, my body arching against his. Please, Lars. I need it. His thrusts become more urgent, his hips pounding against mine with relentless force. Our encounter's rough. Wild nature ignites a fire within me, drawing me closer to the cliff edge. Lars, I moan. I'm so close. His eyes never leave mine as he pushes me further and further toward oblivion.
Come for me,
he demands.
Let me feel it around my cock.
With two more forceful thrusts, I shatter around him, my body convulsing with pleasure. Lars follows suit, his grip on me tightening as he finds his own release, his breath hot against my neck. We stay like that for a moment, our ragged breathing the only sound in the quiet forest. Lars's weight presses me into the ground, but I don't mind. I feel sated and fulfilled in a way I never thought possible. Eventually, Lars pulls out and rolls onto his back, pulling me with him so I'm lying half on top of him. He removes his mask and threads his fingers through my hair, pulling me in for a soft kiss.
That,
he says, his voice rough with satisfaction,
was worth the wait tonight.
I nestle into Lars's embrace, feeling the warmth of his body against mine. The forest floor is surprisingly comfortable, the leaves providing a soft cushion beneath us. In this moment, everything feels perfect. Lars gently strokes my hair, his touch tender and affectionate.
I love you, Alice,
he murmurs softly.
More than anything in this world.
My heart swells with emotion at his words. I gaze up at him, my eyes shining with adoration. I love you too, Lars, I whisper. You've given me so much more than I ever could have imagined. He smiles at me, his expression filled with warmth and sincerity.
You've brought light into my life, princess,
he says.
Before you, everything was dark and empty. But now, with you by my side, I feel alive.
Free.
I nod, understanding exactly what he means. I feel the same way, I confess. Before I met you, my life was so boring and predictable. But you've shown me a world of excitement and adventure. With you, I'm living life to the fullest. Lars pulls me closer, his arms tightening around me.
I'll always be here for you.
He promises.
No matter what happens, we'll face it together.
Together, I echo, my voice content. We hold each other close, savoring the peace and intimacy of the moment. I know I'm exactly where I'm meant to be, in Lars's arms. I'm alive, free, and living beyond my wildest dreams with him. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Carnival Obsession, A Dark Romance, written by Selena Winters, narrated by Troy Duran and Heather Johns, and published by Twisted Romance Publications, SAS. This program was produced by Silverton Audio. Text copyright 2024 by Selena Winters. Performance and production copyright 2024 by Selena Winters. No part of this recording may be played for an audience or reproduced in any form. It may not be streamed, downloaded, broadcast, or copied without written permission from the copyright holder.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.